All right, good morning again. We like every week to bring what we call a prophecy update. We show how news and trends in the world are corroborating the centuries-old prophecies that can be found in your Bible. UFOs are phenomena we must account for. According to research by Dr. Hugh Ross, there have been more than 10 million UFO sightings. There have been more than 1,000 cases of what are called physical effects from a UFO. And there are more than 2,000 cases of contact or supposed contact with alien astronauts. One in every 10 Americans has seen a UFO, although nobody First Service would admit to it, including Presidents Andrew Jackson and Jimmy Carter and astronauts James McDivitt and Gordon Cooper. On September 7th, a UK website, mailonline.com, posted a story titled, UFO filmed for 40 minutes by Chinese scientists during solar eclipse. I want to read an excerpt from that article. Scientists at the Purple Mountain Observatory in Nanjing, China, believe it is a real possibility that this footage is of an unidentified flying object. They have confirmed 40 minutes of footage of the object was captured during this summer solar eclipse, and that research has already started on a year-long investigation to find out what it is. And the scientists were not the only ones to capture the walnut-shaped object on camera. The clear daylight sighting occurred over a Daqing in Guangdong province. Dozens of students claim to have seen the object sailing through the air during a rooftop observation of the July 22nd solar eclipse. At least nine of the students photographed it. Telegraph.com UK, another website, is predicting a record number of UFO sightings for 2009 based on the first 6 months of this year. Roger Marsh writes a column for the San Jose Examiner called The UFO Traffic Report. I give him kudos for creativity. In the first 6 months of 2009, he's written 312 UFO stories, which have been accessed online over 1 million times. So what does any of this have to do with us as students of Bible prophecy? Well, for one thing, there are those in the New Age community who for years have been speaking about the removal from our planet of millions of individuals as aliens make first contact with us. Now, when you and I as Christians talk about the rapture of the church and the fact that Jesus is going to return, resurrect the dead, rapture the living believers, people think that's fantastic. They think it's fantasy. But when New Agers say, well, what's really going to happen is aliens are going to come make first contact, but they're going to first have to remove millions of people who are standing in the way. And you think, well, nobody's going to go for that. Well, the Bible says that there will be a great delusion at that time. Since the rapture is definitely going to happen, you're going to have to make an allowance for it. I mean, how do you explain that millions of people have left? And so there will be perhaps a demonic deception. The Bible specifically warns that in the last days, before the return of Jesus, demonic deceptions will increase. Almost everything attributed to UFOs can be explained by demonic activity that is preparing the world for some great end times deception. Author Lynn Cato writes, and she says, a large part of the available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and the metaphysical. It deals with subjects like mental telepathy, automatic writing, and invisible entities, as well as phenomena like poltergeist manifestation and possession. Many of the UFO reports now being published in the popular press recount alleged incidents that are strikingly similar to demonic possession and psychic phenomena. I like this quote from John Ankerberg and John Weldon. They say, in light of the messages given by the UFO entities, how credible is it to think that literally thousands of genuine extraterrestrials would fly millions or even billions of light years simply to teach New Age philosophy, to deny Christianity and support the occult? Why would they do this with the preponderance of such activity already occurring on our planet? And why would the entities actually possess and inhabit people just like demons do if they were really advanced extraterrestrials? The UFO phenomena is real, but it is not extraterrestrial. Most reported UFOs are found to have a natural explanation. Even UFO hunters and people who believe that we're going to be or have been visited by aliens have debunked most UFO sightings. It's weather balloon, of course, swamp gas, is always my favorite. Do we live anywhere near swamp gases around here? Are there swamp gases in King's County? Sure smells like it sometimes, but anyway. Smells like swamp gas on my walk at night right at the corner of Courtner and Earl. I mean, it's just something's going on there. Maybe it's a government cover-up. I don't know. Or maybe it needs to be a cover-up. But anyway, they can be explained. Even those who believe in the existence of extraterrestrials can debunk most of these. The ones that aren't, the ones that appear to be actual UFOs, we believe them to be demonic. It would be Satan, the prince of the power of the air, working overtime to deceive the human race. And so I expect, from reading the Bible, millions more to witness UFOs and have alien encounters. When you read about them, remember that they are a sign that these are the last days that are predicted and talked about in the Bible. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.